This is the Alma Hemodialysis Unit, fax 989-463-0359. The patient is Virgil, V-I-R-G-I-L, Dawson, D like David, A-W-S-O-N. Date of birth is 3-5, or I'm sorry, 3-15-1928. History. Mr. Dawson is an 84-year-old male patient who has been on hemodialysis for the last year and a half in the Alma outpatient dialysis unit. He usually dialyzes every Monday, Wednesday, Friday for 3 hours each treatment. He does not experience hypotensive episodes. He has modest fluid gains between treatments. Lab values are generally acceptable for a dialysis patient. He has not required any inpatient hospital stays for more than a year. The previous hospitalization was for sepsis in 2010. He was just recently treated for a community-acquired pneumonia, and the treatment, the cough is completely gone after oral antibiotic therapy was completed. This patient reports that he feels very well at this time. Past medical history is significant for anemia of chronic disease, secondary hyperparathyroidism, hypertension, congestive heart failure with a history of a low ejection fraction in the 20% range, coronary artery disease, peripheral vascular disease, COPD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, history of peptic ulcer disease with the duodenal ulcer in 2009, osteoarthritis of multiple joints. Past surgical history is significant for a right-sided nephrectomy secondary to kidney cancer and placement of a right upper extremity AV fistula for hemodialysis access, an abdominal aortic aneurysm repair in 2008, left knee surgery twice, a history of dilation of stricture of esophagus, hernia repair with mesh placement in the right groin area, open reduction internal fixation of a left femur fracture, cholecystectomy, bilateral cataract surgery, appendectomy, rotator cuff repair surgery. Social history, he quit smoking in 2011 and has not smoked since. No history of alcohol or substance abuse. He is married and lives with his wife, who assists with much of his care. Family history, non-contributory. Drug allergies, he is allergic to Crestor, Sulfa, Altase, and Prevacid, and Atacand, A-T-A-C-A-N-D. Medications, current medications, aspirin 81 milligrams daily, Dialyvite with D vitamins one daily, Ducalox tablets one daily, PRN constipation, Flexeril 10 milligrams one daily, Glipizide 5 milligrams, one half tablet at bed with supper, Lasix 20 milligrams daily, Nitrostat 0.4 milligrams sublingual PRN chest pain, Omeprazole 40 milligrams BID, Foslo 667 milligram, one with each meal, Plavix 75 milligrams daily, Ranexa 1,000 milligrams at once daily, Transderm nitro patches 0.2 milligram per hour, on in the AM and removed 12 hours later, Tylenol 500 milligrams, one PRN pain or fever, Zofran, 4 milligrams, one at bedtime for episodes of vomiting without nausea. Diagnostic studies done January 2012. Albumin, 3.4, lower from December, which was 4, but the patient had been sick for approximately 2 weeks with the community-acquired pneumonia prior to the lab draw. calcium 8.7, ferritin 663, creatinine 5.06, potassium 5.0, phosphorus 4.3, urea reduction rate 74%, KT over V 1.51. Objective. General, the patient is alert, oriented, and appears in good health and good spirits. Blood pressure, 123 over 56, heart, 72 and regular. Head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat, within normal limits. Neck has positive JVD, no Bruis, heart, regular, and a grade 2 over 6 systolic murmur. Lungs are clear bilaterally with bilateral equal excursion. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no organomegaly or palpable masses, no ascites. Extremities, no peripheral edema. Pulses 2 plus, pre-tibial and radial. Right upper extremity AV fistula with good thrill and bruit and no access problems. Assessment and plan. End-stage renal disease on hemodialysis. The patient will continue to dialyze 3 times a week for 3 hours each treatment, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. He'll also receive Epogen, 5,500 units with each dialysis treatment 3 times a week, and Venofer, 50 milligrams once per week. He does not require Hectorol due to controlled parathyroid levels. In November of 2012, the intact parathyroid was 146. Coronary artery disease with angina, controlled on current dose of Ranexa and with the occasional use of nitroglycerin. All of his routine medications will also be continued.